Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 182. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. We have four great interviews to share with you this hour, beginning with a chat about high-tech toilets and bidets. Yep, you heard that correctly, in that one room we spent a lot of time in. We'll also talk with the author of a book tied to COVID-19 about not just surviving, but thriving during the pandemic. McAfee will join us to warn us about some new scams during the era of COVID, just a couple things you need to keep on your radar and how to fight back. And we're going to touch base with StockX about its popular online platform for buying and selling sneakers, streetwear, electronics, and more. All of this on this week's new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible. I'll tell you more about them shortly, but I wanted to first chat about Jeff Bezos stepping down as CEO at Amazon. Big news this week that by the end of the year, he's going to remain as executive chairman. So he's not stepping away from Amazon, but stepping down as his role of CEO. And while there may be a few reasons why he wants to get out of the spotlight, I'll touch on those in a moment. I mean, just take a look at his accomplishments. In 27 years, he built up Amazon from a humble online bookseller in 1994 to be the biggest online store in the country. His net worth is $182 billion. You know, when you give your ex $36 billion in Amazon stock, you're doing okay. And the company has a $1.7 trillion market cap. Sharing that only with the likes of Microsoft and Apple. So huge accomplishments. A few others, by the way. He created the Kindle line of products, the Fire, the streaming stick, and the tablet, and the e-reader. Echo devices powered by Alexa, smart speakers and smart screens. He bought the Ring video doorbell family. Amazon Prime as a service now has 100 million subscribers. He bought Whole Foods in 2017, as well as building up Amazon Go pop-up stores. Amazon Web Services. This is a huge online platform, a cloud platform for powering businesses behind the scenes, but it's a $50 billion a year business, unheard of for such a young company, only like 20 years old. And by the way, Andy Jassy, who is taking over Jeff Bezos as CEO, has headed up AWS, or Amazon Web Services. Bezos bought Washington Post. He had a ton of philanthropic work. He created Blue Origin, a space tourism company. I mean, he's done so much over the last couple of years. A Prime Air, a drone delivery, got FAA approval last summer. The list goes on and on. He's only 57. He's very young, so let him enjoy his money. Why not step down while you're on top? But over the years, there have been a number of problems. You're going to live in a fishbowl when you're worth that kind of money and you run a company like Amazon. Washington Post ownership angered the last administration, and it probably cost them a $10 billion Pentagon contract for Amazon Cloud. Bezos U.S. was often a target for tax evasion because of where Amazon is headquartered out of the country and how little they pay in taxes. There's union organizers protesting outside of his home over employee working conditions. Amazon Marketplace partners complain about anti-competitive practices. I mean, Bezos even testified last July in front of the U.S. House Antitrust Subcommittee about this. So maybe it was time for him to step down and he's like, you know what? I have enough money. I've built up this business to what it is. Either way, we'll keep our eye on Amazon. It didn't really move the stock much. But yeah, that was big Amazon news last week. All right, without further ado, let's get to our first interview. In case you missed some of the news coming out of the recent Consumer Electronics Show, bathroom tech is exploding in popularity. From smart toilets and bidets to touchless faucets and smart mirrors to high-tech electric toothbrushes and even Alexa-powered shower heads. It's all happening in that small room you likely spend a surprising amount of time in. Joining us to talk about smart bidets is James Ambergy. He's the Director of Business Unit Development at BioBidet, a company just north of Chicago. Welcome to the show, James.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate you having me on today.
Great. Now, before we talk about BioBidet's product lineup, James, please talk to us at a high level about bathroom tech.
Believe it or not, like you said, we spend a surprisingly amount of time in the bathroom throughout the course of our lives. And so it's an area that traditionally has always been close to homeowners' hearts, right? Renovating kitchen and bath. And these days, with technology, it's no exception.
Mm-hmm. And with the pandemic, probably we're spending a lot more time at home as well. And you may be taking some of the money that you might have set aside for a vacation and instead investing in your bathroom or kitchen or what have you.
Yeah, I think so. You know, like you said, being home more, we're also noticing, some of the things that we've wanted to change over the years in our home. We're looking at them on a daily basis. And so from what I understand, home renovation is at an all-time high as well.
All right. So let's talk about BioBidet. Tell us a bit about the company and also what makes a bidet smart.
Yeah, so BioBidet, we've been around since 2008. And I tell people, in terms of the bidet industry in North America, that's ancient history. And so a BioBidet is quite different than what you think of when you hear the term bidet. Our products are technology driven. They are designed to fit and work with your existing toilet seat and lid in a lot of cases. It's not that separate porcelain fixture that you're so used to when you hear the term bidet. These are innovative modern products. It's an electronic e-bidet or electronic bidet seat that delivers temperature controlled water. These have a lot of really great features that people don't think about when they hear the term bidet. A soft closing seat, in bowl nightlight, a heated seat, which is really comfortable in Chicago, especially during the winter. You can't go wrong with a heated seat.
And there's also like a high-tech way to disinfect the seat as well, especially with what's going on in the world.
So we have incorporated UVC technology to sterilize the nozzle, which delivers water to you, the user. It's at the cutting edge of the industry in terms of its effectiveness and its safeness to use.
Right. UVC, of course, is ultraviolet light, and then this can zap, allegedly, 99.9% of viruses and bacteria from surfaces. So that's great. And I'd like to know what some of your models are. I know that recently, as you know, James, I wrote about the Discovery DLS bidet seat from BioBidet for a USA Today article in which I looked at bathroom tech as a whole. Is that one of your top models, or maybe you can walk us through what's available?
Yeah, of course. So the Discovery series is our latest and greatest in terms of product offers. Mark, you were able to, you know, give some really great information on our seat, the DLS, but we also have the DLX, which is a integrated smart toilet that's part of that series. What really makes this series stand out is that UV lighting technology, its automation and how it works, the touchless features. So we're really incorporating a next level of a bathroom experience with this series.
Okay, so that's the DLX, and then there's the DLS, and that's just the seat itself?
Yeah, so the Discovery DLS will work with your existing porcelain toilet.
Okay.
Where the DLX is a complete toilet replacement. It's a smart toilet.
Oh, thank you for the clarification. I got it. So you have an option then, based on what you already have in your bathroom, whether you need just the high-tech seat from BioBidet or if you need the whole kit and caboodle kind of thing, all the hardware.
Exactly. It's that, you know, wide product offer, I think, that really helps define BioBidet in the industry, as well as, you know, things like our customer support. Post-purchase, you know, people may have questions and they're looking for a friendly voice to either walk them through or through, you know, live chat on our website. We've been a family company owned and operated. And so, you know, we really bring that approach to our customers. They're really like an extension of our family here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what some of the key differentiators are between BioBidet and some other companies that may have these kinds of products. I figured the technology was one pillar. You're talking about customer service as well. We're, by the way, chatting with James Ambergy. He's the Director of Business Unit Development at BioBidet. Is it also your selection? I mean, how many types of products would you say you have available?
Yeah, today we have over 50 bidet products available, and those range, you know, from $50 up to a few thousand dollars, depending on what you're looking for. And so that definitely is a differentiator for our brand.
Offhand, how much is the Discovery DLS and the DLX?
Yeah, so the Smart Toilet Seat, the Discovery DLS, retails for $899, and the Discovery DLX, the Smart Toilet, retails for $2499.
Okay. And I understand you have other products for the bathroom as well, James, like a smart toilet, faucets as well. Can you tell us a bit about them?
Yeah. So we have a kitchen faucet line. It's under the Flow brand, and it has been a pioneer in the industry in terms of incorporating touchless technology into faucets. It's been a great success for us. And so especially in today's world where touching less is more, we've seen a lot of increase there in terms of sales, product awareness, and just overall interest in kitchen faucets.
Yeah, and you know, we're used to seeing this now in public places, of course, in public bathrooms and whatnot, in airports and in restaurants. So having it in your home, I think, is just part of a natural evolution. And similarly, bidets, correct me if I'm wrong, James, just to circle back before we wrap up. Bidets have been traditionally more popular in Europe and in Asia than in North America. But do you feel like the times are changing?
Yeah, slowly but surely they are. Certainly there was a lasting conversation that started in 2020 in terms of, you know, bathroom hygiene and toilet paper.
I was going to go there, like with all the stories about hoarding toilet paper. This resolves it because you don't need as much, right?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of studies, and actually the number one barrier to people not trying this product is they just simply haven't heard of it. And so, you know, until you don't have toilet paper or access to toilet paper for whatever the circumstances, you start to think about that process a little bit closer and ask yourself, well, why am I using toilet paper? What kind of alternatives are there? And the retention rate for bidets is extremely high. It's actually at about 87% as of our last survey. So once people try it, they love it.
And with a heated seat, I can see why. James, great chatting with you. What's the best website? Is it simply biobidet.com?
Yeah, visit us at biobidet.com.
All right, James Ambergy, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it, and continued success.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, and much more. Check out asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. My youngest son, Ethan, who's 16, doesn't get impressed when I tell him who I'm about to interview on this show. Teenagers, right? But you should have seen his face when I told him I was going to chat about StockX, with its CEO, no less. Scott Cutler is joining us. StockX, of course, is the place to buy and sell the hottest sneakers, including Adidas Yeezys and retro Jordans, as well as streetwear, collectibles, and other items. Scott, it's good to have you on the show. Thank you for your time.
So great, and I'm so excited. There's a connection to your son, your family, and teens around the world.
Yes, StockX is certainly hot, especially among that demographic. Let's bring everyone up to speed. What is StockX all about?
So StockX, our vision is to be the world's leading consumer marketplace for high-demand consumer goods. Consumers of current culture today, the Gen Z audience, 75% of our customers are under the age of 35. You know, these customers have an expectation that what they see on the feet of the athlete on or off the court, worn with influencer style from a social media influencer, or dropped with hype by an artist. They want access to these high demand yet scarce consumer goods. And this customer finds access to those products on StockX as a leading platform.
Is that one of the key differentiators between StockX and eBay, that you focus only on high-end or high-demand consumer goods, as you put it, but it's also in how you authenticate purchases between buyers and sellers, right?
Our commerce platform is different than other third-party marketplaces, and it's different based on a couple simple principles. One, we start with a product, not a listing that's generated by a seller. Our customers come to that product page, and on that product page, you can transparently see the prices which these products trade for in the market, similar to the way we go to exchanges and see the prices of how stocks are traded.
Okay.
And then those consumers can interact with each other based on a bid and an ask model. And the difference that we have relative to other third-party marketplaces is that we stand in the middle between the seller and buyer and authenticate every product prior to it getting into the hands of the buyer. And so it's a combination of experiences that we've created that's a very different experience than most other third-party marketplaces, and it's more similar to buying a product brand new for the first time from a brand. And that's the experience, but we deliver that through a global network of sellers, hundreds of thousands of sellers around the world.
Also, unlike eBay, all of StockX's inventory is new, from what I understand, and not, let's call it, previously enjoyed. And I know eBay is a mix.
Yes, everything on the platform is brand new that we sell. So what we're looking for when we authenticate a product, it has to be in its original box. Original packaging. It can never be worn. It has to be the right size, the right style, the right, the right color. And then, of course, it has to be authentic. So we're guaranteeing that brand new experience, but for a very expansive catalog of items, over 100,000 items that would be in our catalog. And those are items that have been recently released in the last few weeks, but also product that might have been released years ago. And a majority of our transactions are actually items that are outside of its 8-week release window, but you're getting access to it authentically as if you were buying it for the first time. But everything that trades on the platform is largely being resold. And then increasingly we're working with brands that are releasing product directly on the marketplace for the very first time. And that's certainly part of our future.
Thanks for the clarification. And again, resold but not repurposed.
Correct.
We're chatting with Scott Cutler. He's the CEO of StockX. Approximately what percentage does StockX take out of that transaction? I'm just trying to get a better sense of the business model.
Yeah, so the business model, when an item is sold on the platform, typically the buyer would pay a tax wherever they're located. That would be true for most e-commerce platforms. We would charge a shipping fee, and then the buyers pay a processing fee that is around 3% for that transaction. And that would be typically what they would be paying for. On the seller side, a seller pays us around a 9.5% fee plus a 3% payment processing fee that they would pay to us, similar to other marketplace fees that a seller would pay.
As we wrap up, how has StockX done since the start of the pandemic?
So the pandemic has really affected us in somewhat unexpected ways, in the sense that we saw a surge in demand following the extreme months of the pandemic. And so it really accelerated those trends into a few short months. And so as a result, we've been expanding our authentication centers, investing in our product tech to really deliver on what we're seeing is an international global expansion of the business.
So the best website to learn more, I'm assuming, is StockX.com, but it's also an app.
We have consumers on either side that come to us on desktop, on mobile web, or, of course, on the app. Most transactions happen on the app, but it's a really dynamic experience if you happen to be searching on desktop as well.
Okay, StockX.com, or go to the App Store for iPhone and iPad, or the Google Play Store for Android devices, and just thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on the success of StockX to date. I know you're just getting going.
Thank you so much. Real pleasure.
We'll be back momentarily with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. The second edition of the ebook, The COVID-19 Solutions Guide, is now available, co-authored by my next guest, Dr. Ron Becker. He's a professor of computer science at the University of Toronto, among wearing many other hats. And this book is meant to be a comprehensive guide to pandemic life and how we can survive medically, emotionally, and financially. Thank you for your time, Dr. Becker, or may I call you Ron?
You can certainly call me Ron, Mark, and thank you so much for inviting me.
My pleasure. Now, before we talk about your ebook, The COVID-19 Solutions Guide, please tell us a bit about your work.
As you mentioned, I've been a professor starting out at MIT and over 55 years, mainly at the University of Toronto, doing research, teaching, and entrepreneurship about digital technologies, particularly for computer animation, collaborative work, education, and health. I have focused my career on making technologies easier for humans to learn and use, and in teaching software innovation and how to start companies. My current concern is that tech's use be supportive of human values? Mm-hmm. After publishing a textbook on computers and society with Oxford in 2019, I am now writing a trilogy for the general public.
Was that your work called Computers and Society, Modern Perspectives?
That is the textbook, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. So at a high level, what's the ebook all about?
The COVID-19 Solutions Guide, Health, Wealth, Technology, and the Human Spirit is your single trusted source for surviving and even thriving in the pandemic. Our four knowledgeable authors wrote the book to contribute solutions to helping people in these difficult times. Despite vaccinations, our 100 tips are still critical now as we endure the winter's raging infections. Mm-hmm. The book provides reliable medical information, sage advice for managing your money, both personally and as a business, links to useful apps and internet resources, and stories of hope of the indomitable human spirit.
So no doubt technology has played a significant role during the pandemic, probably across all of those themes that you mentioned, like finances and education and business and even mental health. Can you give us a bit more of an in-depth look at how tech has played a role during the COVID-19 crisis?
First of all, in medical support technologies such as contact tracing apps. Secondly, with links to apps and websites for uses such as accessing medical care, mental health support, and government financial aid. Third, tools to support virtual learning. But I want to focus on what I believe is the most important, which is video conferencing technologies such as Zoom, which are used to allow employees to work for their homes, to provide access to cultural resources such as concerts and movies, and most importantly in this time of isolation and loneliness, to keep families close despite physical separation, including linking isolated seniors to their children and grandchildren.
A couple weeks ago, I did talk about the best and worst tech of 2020, and without question, Zoom and all other kinds of video chatting platforms was top of the list for the best of the year for all the reasons you just mentioned, perhaps most importantly for staying in touch with those who matter, despite many of us being hunkered down at home. And I love your own personal touch as well, Ron. We are chatting with Dr. Ron Becker. He's a professor of computer science at the University of Toronto and co-author of a new book, a second edition of an e-book called The COVID-19 Solutions Guide. And we're getting a little peek behind the curtain right now with our chat with him. And speaking of that, Ron, what are some tips and perhaps insights for better coping with life in the era of COVID, as you mentioned, not just surviving, but thriving?
So we provide a lot of tips. We provide useful information about the aerosol theory of transmission, which is important to understand why and how you might become infected. We stress the 14-day incubation period and the roles of what we call fences and hammers for governments trying to control the virus, keeping people out with fences and at home, in with hammers, is even more critical now during this fierce second wave. Both techniques are needed, and governments need to be firm, very firm, in applying them. We provide tips via links to medical and psychological support and sources of financial support for families and businesses. For example, in our blog published on Blue Monday, we provided up-to-date, concise summaries of U.S. and Canadian support websites. We talk about how best to do online learning and give tips for teachers and also, even more importantly, for parents. And finally, other tips are implicit in our examples of the resourcefulness and spirit of families sheltered at home and of entrepreneurs dealing with adversity. For example, the story of Dan Clancy, the lead singer of the Canadian rock band Lighthouse, who performed over the summer by parking his van in driveways and entertaining from there. To continue to keep people current with such stories, we have a blog and a free monthly newsletter.
All right. And that's all at thecovidguide.com. When it comes to our reliance on technology, Ron, do you think we will return back to the way it was pre-COVID?
Things will return to normal in most ways, but in some areas, things will actually be improved. For example, telework, working at home, will be much more expected and more prevalent than pre-COVID. Of course, not all the time, but work hours in terms of office space will be more flexible. Secondly, virtual learning will be somewhat more used than pre-COVID, but it will be used much more knowledgeably based on the experience we've had. Individuals will be more internet literate and resourceful than pre-COVID. Cities, offices, and senior care homes will be designed differently in the future. And finally, as you reported from the Consumer Electronics Show recently, the next pandemic will allow the use of smart masks, including some very clever ideas of design for the hearing impaired.
And I know the book costs about $10 as well. TheCOVIDGuide.com. Is that the best website to order the book?
We love it when you order directly from our website and you then get a PDF or EPUB, which is readable on most devices. But you can also get it directly from Amazon for the Kindle, from Barnes & Noble for the Nook, and from Kobo for its e-reader.
Ron, it's been great chatting with you. Congratulations on the launch of the second edition of the COVID-19 Solutions Guide.
Thank you so much.
When we return on Tech It Out, we'll chat with McAfee about the latest cyber threats out there. This show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio to check out their laptops, like the one I'm talking into right now. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace, equity, loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and LLS consumer access.org, number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So what is Wi-Fi 6? Well, it's the next generation of high-speed internet connectivity for your home. It quadruples your connection capacity when you have multiple devices on your network, allowing for faster connections and more reliable ones, too. Think about it. Your smartphones, TV, even your home appliances can now connect to your home Wi-Fi. And that's where TP-Link series of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in. The TP-Link routers pair seamlessly with all supported desktops and laptops. Plus, they reduce latency, improve your Wi-Fi performance, include a low power consumption mode, support for Alexa voice commands, and enhance security through TP-Link Home Care. So, check out tp-link.com for their family of Wi-Fi 6 powered routers. Again, that's tp-link.com, and get ready for faster, more reliable, and more secure Wi-Fi for 2021.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. With an increase in online activities because of the pandemic, I was curious to know the results of this year's McAfee Consumer Security Mindset Report. It's an annual peek into our online habits and perceptions about cybersecurity. Will we continue to embrace a digital lifestyle, even post-pandemic, for things like online shopping and banking, and even socializing? Joining us to chat is Terry Hicks, Executive Vice President for McAfee's Consumer Business. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
So at a high level, please tell us about McAfee's annual Consumer Security Mindset Report, and then we can dive into your findings from this year.
Well, at a high level, what we try to do is really understand the customers that we serve. And so by doing, you know, research and doing this report, it helped us to understand, you know, what some of the shifts are in behavior of our consumers, you know, what's really top of mind for them. You know, how are they thinking about the threats? And then, you know, that really helps us to better tune how we connect with those consumers and the problems that we solve. We also want to know, you know, if these behaviors are kind of like a one-off or if these are kind of long-term things that they see will be changing in their lives. Mm-hmm.
Got it. So for many of us, as I hinted at off the top, obviously it was a big shift to a digital first lifestyle. Billions of us now forced to work or school from home. But the more we do online, the more cybersecurity risks there are. Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, both of those are right. I mean, one of the things that we really think about is digital wellness. You know, we've all shifted to working from home. You know, it means that we've got to change the way that we think about protecting ourselves. But really, these shifts are part of a long-term trend that we've seen, and really the pandemic accelerated those behaviors.
Yeah.
And, you know, because everybody's watching these behaviors, you know, that creates an opportunity for, you know, hackers and cyber criminals to really take advantage of that shift.
Right. Fair enough. So with that in mind, Terry, please walk us through some of the key highlights from the 2021 Consumer Security Mindset Report.
Well, some of the things that we've observed are there's an increase in the number of online threats per minute. You know, this is one of the things we monitor all the time. There's about a 12% increase as compared to the same quarter, you know, Q2 2020 compared to Q2 2019.
Right.
And about 71% of U.S. respondents admitted to being more concerned about their financial data being stolen. About 68% of U.S. respondents were concerned that their personal information is more exposed as a result of these shifts.
Were you surprised to hear about this, or does it make sense? I mean, especially with finances being so top of mind during a pandemic.
If you look at the behavior that's shifted, you know, many more consumers are engaging because they have no other option. 61% of people are engaging in online banking. 56% of people have shifted different kinds of social engagements to online. 52% are engaged in personal shopping. So if you look at the activities and behaviors, you'd say, well, the concerns aren't really that surprising. And now it's sort of like, well, what do we do about that? How can we, just like in your personal health, what actions can consumers take to protect their digital wellness as well?
Okay. What are some of the simple steps to protecting ourselves online? And are they any different than they have been in years past?
Well, some of the simple steps, I mean, they really, to your point, they're not that different. But, you know, if you think about it in your own personal life at the beginning of the year, you know, we're at the beginning of a new year. Often people put in place, you know, new goals or resolutions that they have. And frankly, there can be a gap between people's intentions and what they know they should do and what they actually do. So the actions aren't that different, but, you know, it's really about having that determination to take those actions. For example, you know, many people know that even though it's some friction to signing on to your favorite accounts, using multi-factor authentication is a good practice to take, or really being mindful if you're out and about or conducting some sensitive transactions. Maybe it's a good idea to put another layer of protection in place, like using a virtual private network or VPN so that, you know, there's much less likelihood that prying eyes could see what those transactions are. Or, and this is true in our security suite, we have some tools that allow you to understand or block sites that are potentially malicious or are more likely to have malware on them, you know, those putting those capabilities in place, or looking at our identity services that help you understand what information of yours is actually out there on the web, and has any of your information been part of a breach recently, and then taking the actions to remediate any risks there.
Yeah, this is all great advice, Terry. I just want to break down some of those phrases. A two-factor or multi-factor authentication is when you don't only need your password to sign into, say, your online banking account, for example, but you also need a code often sent to your mobile device to confirm it's really you or some other way to authenticate you. It usually couples something you know, which is your password, with something you have, like a smartphone. You also mentioned virtual private networks or VPNs, a great tool for browsing online anonymously. There's a secondary reason why people like VPNs. We don't need to get into it today, and that's to access content that's restricted to another country. Like you want to watch BBC, some Americans will install a VPN, make it look like they're from London, England, and they can watch that kind of content. But we'll save that for another conversation. When we return on Tech It Out, we will continue chatting with McAfee about cyber threats, how to protect yourself, not just in the digital age, but in the COVID age as well. You are listening to the Radio America Network. This is Tech It Out, and I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more. Don't touch that dial.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
To promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're chatting with Terry Hicks. He is the Executive Vice President for McAfee's consumer business, all about our online habits and perceptions about cybersecurity in the COVID era. You also mentioned malware, which is, of course, short for malicious software. And with that in mind, Terry, I understand McAfee can warn you against any potential threats, websites that have been known to perhaps infect a device, as well as identity theft protection, which is another service you provide in some of your offerings. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. What we try to do, and this is a real opportunity for us, is because, you know, as you had to explain some of the details of the different security tools, one of the big challenges we have as a provider of security solutions to consumers is to really make them easy to use, because most consumers get confused by you know, which of these solutions should I actually have? And what we try to do is simplify that, number one, by putting identity protection and privacy protection and security tools into a single suite. So you don't have to decide, should I have this or should I have that? We provide the tools that in a single solution that allow you to protect yourself holistically. And then we work really hard to make them easy to use and to make them, show up at the right moment of time based on what you're doing. So if you're going to a banking site, then we try to let you know that, hey, maybe this is a great time for you to turn on the VPN to add that extra layer of protection, or proactively notify you. So you don't have to be worrying about it day to day, but proactively notify you if a particular breach happened on a popular consumer website, and then was your information involved in that breach? So we really try to bridge that gap between, you know, our knowledge, we should be working on behalf of the consumer, and, you know, what actions they need to take so they can go through their lives, you know, enjoying all the benefits of being online and the conveniences that that brings and the joy that can come from, you know, sort of being able to take care of business in a very simple and seamless way, but not having to worry about the potential downsides to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point. So it's probably no surprise then, Terry, that 2 out of 3 Americans say that they are worried about cyber risks, but 1 in 3 don't feel confident in their ability to prevent an attack. So, and that's where your software comes in, your services. And I know you've been quoted in the past as saying it's better to prevent a problem than be in a position to having to fix it. I think that's also a great point, you know, ounce of prevention kind of thing. And that's, again, where software comes in. It may not be the end-all, be-all. You still need to practice some common sense, such as not clicking on any suspicious emails or texts, any links, attachments, anything like that. But software can be a tool in your arsenal to fight back against the bad guys out there.
Think about it like in your own, you know, physical wellness. Everybody, I think, has good intentions and has some knowledge about, you know, what they should be doing in order to protect their physical health. But every now and again, we need a little bit of help. We need an advisor. You know, and so we may decide to work with a personal trainer or maybe to, you know, get the latest fitness app for some advice on that front. And that's kind of the role that we try to play, is really demystify what, you know, what is your digital wellness profile and what actions can you take to ensure that you maintain a good, healthy digital profile as well.
Okay, fantastic. With that in mind, Terry, is there a website you'd recommend to learn more about this report for a deeper dive, as well as McAfee's cybersecurity offerings?
Well, you can visit McAfee.com. One of the things that we try to do is to have a lot of free sources of information that make it easy for consumers to keep track of and understand the different issues. Obviously, we have tools there. We also have a lot of information that can help keep consumers informed, various blogs that really break down the different considerations and speak to the consumers in you know, terms that they can understand, and then provide very practical steps that they can take in order to protect their digital wellness.
All right, awesome. So McAfee, it's spelled McAfee.com. Terry, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. It was great to be here.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out show, whether you're listening to it in podcast form, on demand, online, streaming or downloading, or on your local radio station. Either way, thrilled to have you along. If you want to say hi on social media, I'm at Mark Saltzman on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube. Mark is spelled M-A-R-C. My last name is S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. This show is brought to you by Asus, as you know, my favorite laptop company. Asus.com/US/radio has more. And speaking of computers, don't forget to properly back up your important files on a regular basis. You can pick up inexpensive hard drives from Western Digital and solid state drives as well. That's what I use to protect my files just in case. Thank you again for tuning in, everyone. Have a great rest of your week, a healthy week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on a brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options.
expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The highest court in the land says no to California's indoor church service ban.
The Supreme Court is telling California it cannot enforce a ban on indoor church services because of COVID-19. The High Court issued orders late Friday in two cases where churches had sued over COVID-19-related restrictions in the state. The High Court said for now, California can't ban indoor worship in areas where virus cases are surging, but it can cap indoor services at 25% of a building's capacity. The justices also declined to stop the state from barring singing and chanting at services. The court's three liberal justices dissented. I'm Shelley Adler.
The nation's top health officials are sounding the alarm about Super Bowl being a potential super spreader event. They're urging people to gather with friends over Zoom and not in crowds like at bars, restaurants, and parties. A member of the World Health Organization team investigating the origins of COVID-19 says full access was granted when they visited Wuhan, China.
A member of the World Health Organization team that's in Wuhan, China, investigating the origins of COVID-19, tells the Associated Press the team was granted full access to all sites and personnel they requested.
I didn't expect to get that level of openness.
Peter Doshchak, a disease ecology expert, says the team thoroughly inspected the seafood market that was linked to early COVID-19 case clusters.
We were in the toilets, in the air vents, looking down under the grids.
The WHO team plans to present a summary of findings before departing China next Wednesday. I'm Mike Grossia.
New York State Supreme Court ruled that Republican Claudia Tenney be certified as the winner in the race to represent the state's 22nd congressional district. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Overseas, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's too early to start talking about easing coronavirus restrictions in the UK despite progress with vaccinations.
The campaign against coronavirus in some ways is going well in the sense that the vaccine rollout in particular is proceeding at a huge rate of knots. We've done 10.9 million vaccines.
Johnson says the numbers still aren't in their favor.
I want to stress that it is still early days, and we have in rates of infection in this country still very, very high.
A meeting on Somalia's troubled election has ended in failure as the federal government and regional states could not reach agreement on remaining issues just 2 days before the scheduled vote. And President Mohamed Abdulali Mohamed on Saturday blamed unnamed, quote, foreign interventions, unquote. More at townhall.com. An arrest made in connection with a massive courthouse fire.
An official says a suspect has been taken into custody following the blaze that destroyed the 111-year-old Mason County Courthouse in Texas. No one was hurt, but County Judge Jerry Bearden says the flames could be seen from miles away. He adds, to see it now, it just breaks your heart to look at it. Fire investigators suspect arson in both the courthouse fire and a blaze about the same time at a house 1 mile away. Jason Walker reporting.
Inmates at a St. Louis jail said fires caused flooding, broke out fourth floor windows, and tossed a number of items outside on early this morning in the latest disturbance over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and restrictions that have limited visits and stalled court proceedings. Dozens of law enforcement officers had to work for hours to bring it under control. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Copy available in all states.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your French bulldog acting fearful? Does your rescued calico have you confused? Are your doodles a little depressed? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats, well, almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello everybody, I'm Warren Eckstein, this is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, humping, your cat is not using the litter box, hates the new cat you brought into the house, scratching your favorite chair, keeping you up at night, you understand. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And just a reminder, if you happen to be a new listener to the show or a regular listener, everyone that calls into the Pet Show and does in fact get to speak to me live on the air will be getting an absolutely amazing gift. Not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you. Many of the items I give away, $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255.
877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show, but by now you know there's no way I'm going to get through all my topics. So you think your dog is pretty smart. Let's find out how smart they really are. Coming up, how to tell if your dog is a genius. Also, according to some researchers, there's only a handful of dog breeds that are well-known and can really help reduce anxiety with their guardians. Hear me out as I totally disagree with these experts. And speaking of anxiety, everyone's a little anxious, and so many people have turned to essential oils to make them feel better. That might be great for you, but very, very bad for your dogs and cats, even deadly. Don't miss my report, Essential Oils and Your Pets. And the strangest pet adoption ad I've ever seen, here's how it starts. Are you looking for a cuddly, cute cat to bring warm and fuzzy feelings to your family? Then Creature the Cat probably isn't the cat for you. Sounds negative? Wait till you hear the rest of the story. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using a litter box, not eating too much, surfing your counters, your dog hates other dogs and some people, your dog's suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, keeps you up at night, or you just came to the conclusion that your pets are a little bit smarter than you are, great time to give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. And are you guys ready for the question of the day? The question of the day is pretty simple. Is your pet a good jackass detector? That's what I said. Is your dog or cat a good jackass detector? I mean, can he tell good people from bad people? Give me a call. Let me know. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I love that. Is your dog or cat a good jackass detector? Let me start out with a phone call. Let me go to my friend, Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. My cat is a rescue cat. She was rescued. I got her at 8 months old, and she's three now, and she is not a good jackass detector because every time someone comes to the home, she hides and will not come out until they leave. And she also, when someone is not here, she only has eyes for me. She ignores my husband and won't let me out of her sight. If I go into another room, she'll follow me. It doesn't matter where I go. I'll go to the bathroom, shut the door. She's outside waiting.
Yeah, that's good. But what we need to do is heaven forbid you have to go away. You know, the cat has to respond to your husband as well. So I'm going to tell you something. I haven't talked about this on the air before, but this goes back many, many years ago to a cat with a very similar situation that I had to create a resolution for. Now, people out there, please bear me out before you send the men in the white coats to take Warren away. Hear me out on this one, Marilyn. What I want you to do is I want you to take some of your husband's clothing and put that on when you feed the cat or play with the cat. I want it to be you.
He also feeds the cat.
Okay, but I want you, not him. Okay. I want you, because the cat's really attached to you. So I want you to start smelling more like your husband so the cat becomes more careful. Remember, cats react to scent more than they do to sight. So what I want you to do is put on some of your husband's clothing that he's unwashed and just kind of when you feed the cat or playing with the cat, I think that's going to make a major, major difference for you. Now, he already does feed the cat. That's a good thing. The other thing I would recommend that you do is for short periods of time in the evening or when it's kind of peaceful around your home, what I would do is I would go, you go into another room, just leave the cat and your husband in a room. Your husband doesn't have to react to the cat. He can say his name once in a while. Just do that for 5 minutes. That's enough, because every time the cat spends time alone with your husband and it ends in a positive scenario, it's just closer. But I think the most important thing for you right now, and I know this sounds crazy to people, but by putting on your husband's clothing, you are now taking his scent, but with your personality, and that could really make the cat a lot more adaptable at this point.
Okay.
Why are you laughing? You don't believe me. No, you don't believe me.
Well, I believe you. I just don't want to put on his clothes.
But, I'm not asking to put on his tuxedo or his dirty underwear. What I'm saying, maybe a shirt, a flannel shirt, a sweatshirt, a pair of sweatpants. You don't have to go crazy. But all joking aside, I know it may sound crazy to people. You know, having trained over 40,000 animals, I got a handle on this. It's going to make a big difference for you, I promise, Marilyn. Also, what I'm going to do is let's put Marilyn on hold, send her a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. It also talks about building your cat's self-image and building up your cat's confidence. You know, I talked about this on my Los Angeles show, and I know, Marilyn, you were listening in L.A. as well. But this Thursday, I'm going to be doing something I've never done before. I'm going to be doing a live Zoom class Thursday at 2 o'clock Pacific time, and the focus is going to be on understanding the adopted and rescued dog or cat's behavior and how to build their self-image and their confidence. I'll be taking questions. Well, I'll give you a little bit more information later about how you can get involved with that Zoom class I'll be giving. Coming, I've never done it before, so it's going to be this Thursday for the first time, and I'm really looking forward to it. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. As I said, the question of the day is your dog or cat a good jackass detector? I know it kind of sounds funny, but I'm a firm believer that if my pets don't like somebody or if they react in a very strange way around somebody, it's indicative to me that maybe there's something with that person. So I always trust my dog or my cat's instincts. I think that's real important. That's what really prompted me to ask, is your dog or cat a good jackass detector? And the other thing that prompted me is many years ago when I was living back in New York, a lot of my clients were single women, single models, single actresses. It was a tough job, guys, but someone had to do it, and I guess I was stuck. But anyway, they would tell me stories about dates that they would go on, and their dog or their cat reacted in a negative way towards the person that was going to be their date, and it turned out that the dog or cat should have been listened to because the guy really did turn out to be a jackass. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break, then we got Vince, Bruce, Joanna, and Elaine. Right now, let's talk about nutrition, because good nutrition is the most important thing that you can do for your dogs and cats. And when it comes to nutrition, there's nothing better than you can feed your dogs and cats than Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own guys, Marley and Willie. I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Food, what an incredible difference. I hear every day from listeners all across the U.S. in Canada saying, Warren, what a difference we've noticed in our dogs and cats once we switched to Lucy Pet Forms like Pet Food with that prebiotic and that probiotic formula. In fact, they have their own plant right here in Southern California, not too far from where I live. They manufacture their own food. They test their own food. It's the safest food you can feed your pets, Lucy Pet Forms like Pet Food. But don't take my word alone. Here's one of my listeners and what they had to say.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food. And my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
And smart move you are. Now, Lucy Pet Food is available for your dogs and cats. It's available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com. And it's also available at their website, LucyPet.com. And if you're an Amazon member, a Prime member, shipping is free. Listen, I would not be talking to you unless this was the food I feed my own pets. It's being fed by the FBI. It's being fed by rescues and humane organizations all across the U.S. and Canada. Lucy Pet Forms like Pet Food, that's the food that should be in your dog or cat's dish, available at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or check out their foods at LucyPet.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product?
Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America in paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number 877-725-8255. I came across a listing of the top box office grossing dog movies. The top box office grossing dog movies. I'm going to give you the top three, which kind of threw me because I didn't think any were going to be there. The number three top grossing dog movie was 101 Dalmatians, released in 96. The second top-grossing dog movie was Marley and Me in 2008. And the number one top-grossing movie of all time for dogs was Scooby-Doo.
$153 million. So I have no idea. I thought Lassie Come Home or one of those would be, but I never expected it to be. Never expected it to be Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, the top grossing movie of all times. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, is your dog or cat a good jackass detector? What a great shirt that would make. Let's take another call right now. Let's go to my friend Vince. Hey, Vince, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I am great, Vince. How about yourself?
I'm great. And we, my girlfriend just rescued a 9-week-old now, Bill Chihuahua mix. He's 2.5 pounds. His name is Bo Kelly. And he has one little problem. He's such a beautiful dog. He's such a loving dog, but he likes to nip and bite. And he's having a hard time getting him to stop that. She's here listening to everything that you have to say. I told her you were the best. So give her some advice, please.
And what a smart man you are, Vince, for saying that. Listen to me. This is really an easy problem, okay? Number one, you said the dog was, what, 9 weeks old?
Yes.
The dog is teething. What does that mean? That means the dog's teeth and gums hurt like hell. That's why he's biting on everything he can possibly bite on. Plus the fact that when he was with his litter mates, that's one of the ways they socialize with each other, is by biting on each other. But the other litter mates have fur, you and your girlfriend don't. So it hurts you a lot more. So what we need to do is help the dog get through the teething stages. Number one, as much exercise as you possibly can, tie a dog's sleeve if they don't bite. But remember, his mouth really hurts at this point. He's cutting teeth. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go out, get him a bunch of toys. I don't know if your girlfriend's a good cook or you're a good cook, but I want you to take a little, either a Cheese Whiz or no-salt beef bouillon or no-salt chicken bouillon. Put the toy in the bouillon. Freeze the toys. What happens now is when the dog is chewing on the frozen toy, it eliminates the pain in his mouth the same way a frozen teething ring works with a child. So that's one of the things that you can do. Also, when the dog is biting you right now, the teeth are like little razors. What we tend to do is pull our hand away and say, no, no, no. When the dog is being mouthy like that, the best thing you and your girlfriend can do, Vince, is just get up and walk away. If the dog realizes he's not getting a response or a reaction, why bother? So we want to take care of it from a physiological standpoint, eliminating the pain in the mouth and gums with the frozen toys. That's number one. Plus, we want to make sure that we're not paying a lot of attention to him when he is biting. Have you started any training with him at all yet?
Well, I'm trying to train him using my Warren Eckstein tricks, but and I actually make him be submissive to me, and he doesn't.
Why? No, no, no. Why would you want to make the dog be submissive? In a good relationship, there's no such thing as being submissive. Equality eliminates the need for challenge. Once you establish in a family, let's say you establish that you're the whatever, you're in charge and he's submissive to you, what makes you think he's not going to challenge your girlfriend? Or if you guys get together down the road and get married, what makes you think he's not going to challenge one of the kids that comes into the house or another person that comes into the house? There's no need to make anything in life submissive. If you establish equality in a good relationship, you can have that basis. No such thing as submission. You know, Vince, I really think you need... Do you have a copy of my book?
No, I don't.
You really need it. I'm not coming down on you, but because I know that's what most people are. You got to do the alpha. You got to let the dog know who's boss. Well, if the dog is the only one who's being taught in the house and everyone else is the boss, the dog's going to have to challenge other people. Number one, follow my advice on the teething. That's really going to make a big difference. In terms of the training, it should be very, 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 let me say that again, very positive. No such thing as submissive behavior. No such thing as alpha. A 9-week-old puppy. He's been alive for how long? A few days. Anyway, Vince, give your girlfriend a hug. Read the book together. Don't go anywhere. I'm putting you on hold, and we're sending you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. and I really do appreciate that phone call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, Joanna, Elaine Kay will get to your calls. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
You're my little pal. Have I told you lately that you're my best friend? And I'll be right here beside you till the end. La la. La la, la la, la la, la la, la la.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmacy.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Be a significant contributor to climate change. Do you hear me? They say that our dogs and cats could be a significant contributor to climate change. And what do they suggest we do with them? That's what I'd like to know. And if they are, so be it. There's a lot of other things. Listen, no one's more environmentally conscious than me. I really am the most environmentally conscious person in the world. But leave my dogs and cats alone. 877-725-8255. We got Bruce, Joanna, Elaine, Kay, and Erica. Right now we're going to, let's see, we got Bruce in Florida, Joanna in California, Elaine in California, Kay in Canada, Erica in Nebraska. We are all over the map. Let's go to my friend Bruce first, in Florida. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the show.
It's great to be on your show, but I have mixed feelings about Dexter identifying the jackass detector. It was me. He had been looking at me day and night like he missed his owner, Stephanie, in Boston, and I didn't know what the problem was. And thank God I took him to a veterinarian, and they found out that he was in tremendous pain, and he had no way to communicate with me except to look at me and stare and got my attention.
You know, I'm so glad you called, Bruce, and let me tell you why. I was involved in a little story this week about a family that had a 12-year-old dog. They had the dog for 12 years. And at 12 years old, the dog started barking constantly. I mean, really constantly barking, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So rather than spend a few dollars and take the dog to the vet, they took the dog to a rescue, to a shelter, a kill shelter. It's a 12-year-old dog they had. They took the dog to a kill shelter because he was barking constantly. And when the dog got to the shelter and the veterinarian looked at the dog, he realized how much pain the dog was in because of tooth decay, cavities, and other infections in the mouth. So the dentist, or the veterinarian at the Humane Organization, cleaned up the teeth, removed a tooth that was really, really bad. The tooth came out, the dog is fine, and the barking stopped. These people are going to have their dog killed, because he was doing something like that. So, yeah, what I'm suggesting here is it's so important that people understand that when a dog is in pain, they may react in a way that's annoying, but that annoying that they're doing may be their way of telling you that they are in pain and something you got to take care of. So I'm glad you took care of that, Bruce.
Well, I'm so glad, and I also found out that I had made a horrible mistake that no pet owner should ever make. Instead of feeding Dexter the dog half a cup of dog food twice a day, I had somehow been giving him a quarter cup twice a day. And when they weighed him, he weighed 11 pounds. And I found out that I had screwed up. And thank God, now I have Dexter on a really good
well,
diet.
that's why it's so important for people to listen to the pet show, because a lot of people really, they get their first dog and they really don't understand what's involved in good pet guardianship. But you did everything right, okay? You got the dog, you got rid of the pain, there's no more pain there, the dog is not staring at you so much anymore. So you did everything right, Bruce, you did everything. How old is the dog now?
He's 10 years old.
So he's still a baby.
Yes, and he's with me right now, and he appreciates you. You have helped him out and helped me out with so much. Always be humane and just to our wonderful animals.
Well, Bruce, what I'm going to do, and I just found out that half of my high school now lives in Fort Myers, Florida. Just you know, I'm the only one that moved to the West Coast. Anyway, Bruce, do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. I am going to put you on hold, and let's send Bruce a jar of my brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement treats, the most incredible thing I've ever done. I'll talk more about that probably in just a couple of minutes, but it's brand new. Hugs and Kisses have been around for 38 years. The brand new formula just out last couple of weeks. I'll talk more about that in a bit. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, Joanna with a biting kitten, you'll be up next. Then we have Elaine. Cat Day here on the Pet Show? Oh, no, Erica in Nebraska has a great name, which is hardly a cat. We'll get to all your calls. Plenty of time to call me, 877-725-8255. Listen carefully. I'm bragging. I'm excited. And if you love your dogs and cats, you'll listen to me. When your name is on the label, and mine is, your reputation is on the line. And for 35 years, that's the promise I made with my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for dogs and cats. Now I've taken your suggestions from over the years and upgraded this favorite product. Introducing the new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplement, now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics as well as probiotics to the new 4-in-1 to improve gut health and increase the absorption of vitamins and minerals from your pet's regular diet. My own Hugs and Kisses vitamin content is boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, biotin. Hugs and Kisses now has added omega 3, 6, 9, along with lecithin for improved skin and health. No more excessive shedding, glossy coat, hairballs gone. I also eliminated wheat, corn, and soy, the most common food allergens for your pets. Hugs and Kisses will optimize your pet's health at any age with essential antioxidants to fortify the nutritional needs of both dogs and cats. So here's what you need to do. So keep your pets happy and healthy by feeding my own tasty Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement juice every day. Now, my Hugs and Kisses are available now at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Hugs and Kisses also available at Walmart.com, Wish.com, and my website, ThePetShow.com. Or you can call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. Get your dogs and cats on my brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 today, available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, and ThePetShow.com as well. I'm Warren Epstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS, consumer access.org, number 330. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Me and you and a dog named, but we are back on the Pet Show on Warren Eckstein. Plenty of time for your calls. Just let me remind everyone that everyone that calls and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their best friend. Today I'll be giving away my own Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement 4-in-1 Treats, Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Lucy Pet Food for Dogs and Cats, Art Pursuit Gold, those t-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my behavior books, either dog or cat, and hemp seed oil as well. So everyone that calls in and gets through to me live on the air will get one of those fabulous gifts, many worth $30, $40, $50, and more. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Up next is Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Glad to speak to you. I adopted a kitten that I got when it barely had its eyes open. It was abandoned by its mother, and so I've been bottle feeding it. So it didn't have a chance to grow up with other kittens and do the wrestling thing. It has adult cats and my arm. And my arm is just looking, I mean, it just looks horrible. It's all bit up. And so I yell at him not to bite me, but, and I know that that's not the right way, but I can't get that kitten to, you know, he really is, he's a very determined little fellow, and he just,
I'm a determined person too. Let's resolve this issue for you. Let's go over a couple of things. First of all, how old is the kitten now?
He's 3 months going on 4 months.
He's been alive for 12 weeks. What do you want to do, read War and Peace? It's a kitten, and he didn't have the opportunity to get a lot of this biting out with the other littermates, as you said. And the reason is other kittens have fur, so when they bite on each other, what happens is it doesn't hurt the same way it hurts you. That's number one. And number two, when the kittens go to feed on their mom's teats, if they bite too hard, believe me, the mother lets them know. So here's what I want you to understand. It's a young kitten. It's also teething. I would also give it some frozen toys to play with. I would saturate your house with as much stimulants as you can. And by stimulants, I mean boxes, bags, and organic catnip and things like that. But here's the most important thing I'm going to tell you. What happens is when you have a kitten and the kitten is biting at you, he's assuming you're another kitten. He's not doing it to be bad. And as soon as you pull away or as soon as you say no, what you're actually doing is encouraging the kitten to bite more. So the resolution to your problem is pretty simple. The next time the kitten looks like he's going to nip at you or bite on your arm, just get up and walk away. No yelling, no screaming, just get up and walk away. Obviously, one of the reasons the kitten is biting you is because when he does bite, it hurts, and you're reacting, and he's getting attention or a response from you. If he does it and he gets no response, watch how fast he stops doing it. There's no point. So it's a twofold scenario. Number one, what you want to do is you want to make sure the kitten is as mentally stimulated as he possibly can, boxes, bags, organic catnip, and other things in the house. And number two, when the cat shows that assertive nipping or biting, it's not assertive nipping or biting. It's actually playful to him, but it hurts you. Just get up and walk away. If you're consistent, you'll notice that that problem will dissipate, and it shouldn't take more than a week or two, Joanna. Does that help you out a bit?
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm trying to think what I want to send you. Do you have a copy of my cat book?
I don't.
Well, you're not getting one either, because I'm going to change your food. It's a young kitten, right? So here's what I'm going to do. You can get the information on the cat biting. You can get that information right on my website, thepetshow.com. But let's put Joanna on hold. I want to keep this kitten healthy, and I want to keep this kitten happy, and I want to make sure he's getting all the nutrition he needs. So we're going to send you some Lucy Pet Formulas like pet food for your kitten, Joanna, and I really do appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Guys, the breaks are coming up fast. But Elaine, we're going to get to you. Kay in Canada, we're going to get to you. Eric, I can't wait to talk to you about your Great Dane. And Janet in Michigan will get to you as well. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you have a cat in your home, or as you do many cats in your home, it's really important that you use the right litter. Let's talk about Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, the first cat litter I've ever recommended and endorsed, and let me tell you why. Ammonia, 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 ammonia. I call ammonia the silent pet killer. Ammonia is a health hazard that's not only dangerous for cats, but dangerous for people as well. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents ammonia from forming in the first place. Simply means there is no ammonia. In fact, its patent-pending technology keeps your home healthy and odor-free. Ammonia happens to be the main cause of litter box odors. But with Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible keeping the box ammonia-free, common sense tells you the litter is going to stay fresher longer. Cat's Incredible litter is safe, reliable, can be used with all cats. So I know what you're thinking. Warren, why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter? It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats really do prefer, even those finicky felines. Now, let's talk about healthy cats, because we all want healthy cats. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and many, many of those alternatives you're using. So why use them? This can actually cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and many other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter. By the way, Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible litter is environmentally sourced and made right here in America by Lucy Pet Products. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, or check it out at LucyPetProducts.com as well. I'm telling you, once you switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter, you'll be happy, but more important to me, your cats will be healthier and happier as well. So check out Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter at Amazon, Chewy, or Lucy Pet Products today. I'm Warren X9. This is The Pet Show.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH, and if you already have Dish, call us, and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are back on the Pet Show. Let's shoot over to my friend Elaine. Hey, Elaine, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Dr. Warren.
What can I do for
you? Are you there?
I'm here, Elaine. What's up?
Oh, okay. I've got a question. I've got two Maine Coons. I've called before. Sebastian's 11 years old, and he was up to 31 pounds. He's 4 feet from his nose to his tail, but he's a big cat, but 31 pounds is too big. Too much weight for him. And the other cat is a Maine Coon, and she's only 3 years old, but she's a nice thin 19 pounds. And what I was saying was, you had told me before to put little bits of food around, and that didn't work. My vet said only feed him wet food, and he just kept gaining weight.
Let me stop you right here, okay? You have to pick a person to listen to. You want to listen to your vet, that's fine. But listen to me carefully. The way to lose weight on a healthy cat or a healthy dog or a healthy person is smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day. If your vet wants you to give the cat only wet food, fine. Let your vet do that. I have no problem with that. But several small feedings throughout the day, not more food. That's the way to lose weight. Any dietitian, anyone involved with weight loss will tell you the way to lose weight properly is small amounts of food more frequently throughout the day so the belly is never empty and the hunger is never there. That's what you need to do, Elaine.
Okay. I bought Lucy's pet food. I didn't know they had wet. But
Go to their website. They have wet as well. How long ago did you call?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to move on. I appreciate the phone call. Follow my advice. You can listen to your vet. I don't mind the wet food. He's right. But several small feedings throughout the day. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. What did I send her anything yet? I didn't send her anything yet. So we're going to send you, I'm going to send you some hemp seed calming oil for your pet. I appreciate that. 877-725-8255. Kay, Erica, Janet, Liz, just a quick break. I promise I'll get right to your calls, give you great gifts. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
All around together on a planet of the sun.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.